Today's listener essay is by Deb Smith.
In the photos, I'm an early 70s me, dark hair and sausage curls, wearing a long green velvet dress, while my date, Billy O'Brien, is handsome in a blue crushed velvet tuxedo. This was my junior prom, whose theme was Imagine, like the John Lennon song. It reflected the hope that seemed everywhere around us in those halcyon days. Nearly four decades later, though, I visited Viðey Island's Imagine Peace Tower in Iceland. Built by Yoko Ono in remembrance of John Lennon, it's a seven-minute boat ride from the harbor in Reykjavik. On the city bus, I met two other Americans. Together, we bought tickets for the Viðey Ferry, a small fishing boat for maybe 10-foot passengers. The sea was calm, with a slight breeze and overcast sky as we chugged pleasantly on to Viðey Island, actually the top of a now-extinct volcano. The island has gently rolling hills with nearly 2 kilometers of hiking paths covered in long seagrass. Viðey looks like the Irish coast, 2 hours south by plane, but it's home to nesting summer seabirds rather than herds of woolly sheep. We headed left on the trail to the Imagine Peace Tower. The tower lights are illuminated each year at specific times, including John Lennon's birthday on October 9th, until the date of his death, December 8th. I actually saw the tower light on my first visit to Iceland. At the market near the top of Skúlavatnsgötur Street, I asked about it. "Oh, yes, it's there," said the young man at the register. "Just walk up to Hallgrímskirkja and look out over the fjord." Sure enough, a single beam of white light shone directly up into the night sky, connecting heaven to earth. Today on Viðey, we walked until we saw a round structure on a platform. Described as a wishing well, from the distance, the Imagine Peace Tower looks like a giant white aspirin tablet sitting on the earth. But walk in closer. Yoko Ono believed the north was a symbol of power and wisdom which could spread from here to all the earth. Add to this Iceland's lack of an army, plus the geothermal energy that fuels the nation instead of petroleum, and it was the perfect locale. Here Yoko built her work of art dedicated to world peace. Beneath the tower are buried thousands of wishes, written down and collected every year from around the world. I'd added mine just the other day in downtown Reykjavik. Squares of white marble make up the tower's base, engraved with Imagine Peace in 24 languages and several different alphabets. One square contains Yoko's simple dedication to the memory of her slain husband, John. Even in daylight, it is a moving tribute to a noble concept that we would all do well to support. Walking back to Viðey's old town, signposts mark the distance from here to various world cities. I was a long way from Rome, 3,302 kilometers to be exact, where I'd first developed the wanderlust that brought me to Viðey today. All around us were magnificent mountains ringing the city of Reykjavik, snow-capped peaks in shades of gray, blue, and violet. In the early morning, I could see them against a dawn sky streaked with pink or shot through with gold as the sun broke over the mountains. It was so very easy here to imagine beauty and peace. I thought, too, of the Peace Tower, my junior prom, and how Bill and I went our separate ways. But the man I ultimately married and still love 30 years later made Yoko's dedication the most touching part of the journey for me. On one of the marble squares is carved this simple message. I dedicate this light tower to John Lennon. My love for you is forever. Yoko Ono, October 9th, 2007. Who wouldn't want to be remembered this way? The Imagine Peace Tower is a testament to enduring love, like that between Yoko Ono and John Lennon. It's enough to make anyone believe in love and to imagine peace.
A listener essay by Deb Smith. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you join us and the world.